This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
I'll tell you about a woman from Frankfort, Indiana. I'm from Indiana, but I don't honestly can't tell you where Frankfort, Indiana is. Diane's from there. Let me read her story to you. Let her tell you a story here. I am a 10-year breast cancer survivor and lead a cancer support group in my hometown, Frankfort, Indiana. Several of us are long-term survivors, so we can be encouragers to others. It's always a sobering reality to hear the testimonies of a dozen women in various stages of treatment or recovery. One woman was attending her first meeting, newly diagnosed, frightened, and still struggling with the shock of the diagnosis. She starts chemo this week. A 31-year-old mother of two, the youngest, who is 2 years old, is halfway through her treatment. Her hair is just growing back as she finished chemo and prepares to start radiation. Another woman is in the heat of the battle again as the cancer has returned and is now spread to the bone. Several people inquired about two absent members who are losing their battle. They were too sick to attend, sobering indeed. And I read all of that to share this. Diane from Frankfort, Indiana, writes about a newspaper article that was about her group. And the author, the reporter who did the article, put it up this way. He said, "These are people who live within the shadow of death." Well, Diane took umbrage with that, and she said, "No, we don't." She says, "As a Christian, I live in the shadow of the cross, and it's different. I live in the shadow of the cross. I know what Diane meant. She was going to face life head on, and she said, God calls me to embrace life, the good times and the bad times. But because I live in the shadow of the cross, life is different than somebody who simply lives in the shadow of death." I'm going to suggest to you today that you either live in the shadow of death or you live in the shadow of the cross. Well, what in the world does it mean to live in the shadow of the cross? You believe in the Christ of the cross. And you believe in the power of the cross, and you believe in the forgiveness that the cross brings, and you believe in the hope that the cross brings. First service, Vietnam veteran here in first service at the Tet Offensive, one of the worst battles of Vietnam. And he was talking to me about the power of the symbol of the cross. That there was something that emotionally came over him just seeing a cross around someone's neck, seeing a cross over a grave, seeing a cross anywhere, crudely fashioned out of two pieces of wood. Why? Because of what it represents. There's nothing magical about the cross. And I'm not trying to imply that. There is power about it because of the one who was on it. Nothing magical about the cross, but powerful because of the one who died on it and gave his life that you might have forgiveness of sins. There's a hymn, we don't sing it anymore in church. It's called, "In the cross of Christ I glory, towering o'er the wrecks of time." What a line, towering o'er the wrecks of time. A man by the name of Bowry, B-O-W-R-Y, wrote the lyrics to that song. You say, what was the inspiration for it? He was shipwrecked in the South China Sea. He was clinging to a piece of wreckage, a piece of wood from a ship. There's a big thunderstorm going on. I don't know if you've ever been on the water when there's a thunderstorm and just lightning bolts everywhere and thunder everywhere. And he said, here he is bouncing up and down in this ocean that's tremendously volatile. And every time there was a bolt of lightning, he would look toward the shore and the only thing he could see was the lightning reflecting against a cross. You think it made a difference in his life to see that cross? It did. And that's why he was able to say, "In the cross of Christ I glory, towering o'er the wrecks of time." You know who the wrecks of time are? You, me, we're all wrecks without Jesus Christ.
You've been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.